What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast. We've got another amazing episode that we're going to be sharing with you today. And guess what? I got some extraordinary people that I have decided that, geez, you know, I've been working with my two sisters, Caroline and Christine, for a number of years now inside my coaching business online, Luke Mindpower space. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Caroline and Christine. So Caroline, welcome for the first time to the Luke Mindpower podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's about time.
Yeah, and Christine, welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast. I know we've probably done some lives together, but I think this is your first time as well.
Yes, it is. Totally out of my comfort zone. Another level of growth. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing we're probably going to talk about right now is getting out of your comfort zone. So, you know, let's start with Caroline. How much has this work pushed you, you know, to work with me doing this kind of stuff? And I guess if anyone's listening right now, I think obviously people listen to this podcast because they're looking for inspiration, motivation, empowerment, mindset strategies to help them to be more confident in themselves, better versions of themselves. How much has getting out of your comfort zone played a role in like your growth since you reached out to me in 2021. You're like, come on, like, let's work together. And I was a bit reluctant. And then finally I gave in after like 3 or 4 months. So yeah, let's talk to tell us about like getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. I think for me, personally, the biggest win was, learning how to not care what other people think. And I think that is a huge block for a lot of people. It's like, what are they going to say? And, you know, the rumor mill that goes with, you know, different challenges that we experience in our life. And I think that was a huge limitation for me, to be able to make some huge life decisions. And once I learned how to work through that and just say yes to myself, doors started to open. And they're the kind of experiences that I share with people who are working with us is, you know, say yes to yourself for once and see what happens. And I remember going back to 2013, when I was so afraid to leave my marriage, thinking, who is going to rent to me? Like, how am I going to find a place of my own? Like, that was a huge thing for me. And so it took me so much courage to actually start applying for places, thinking, who is going to rent to someone who's got 3 kids? And that was the limit. That was a limiting belief that I had. And I started applying, and the first place I applied to said yes, and I couldn't believe it. And that was the snowball effect, you could call it, that caused me to keep saying yes to myself. And then moving into this space, I saw that more people are limited by that. You know, there's such little trivial things that we give so much power to that stop us from being able to say yes to ourselves. And so we need to dig a bit deeper when it comes to, you know, cheering for ourselves and wanting to change things. And that's where I've seen like the hugest success, I guess, for myself is saying yes every time something that comes up, you know, in my path. I'm like, I can do this. I can find a way around it, you know, and I do. And so I love, you know, working with people one-on-one in that space as well, in helping them to see that they can overcome whatever it is. You know, it's just in that moment they have so much fear and they can't say yes. And so they start to believe in themselves, and they just see doors open and endless possibilities. And that's the power of this work, really.
Mm. Thanks for sharing. Christine, what about you? How has like getting out of your comfort zone helped you, or, you know, what does that even mean to you?
It's helped me grow in confidence. It's helped me overcome fears and limitations that have stopped me from taking that next step. I think fear's been a big factor, self-doubt, getting out of my comfort zone and saying yes to you, to even taking this opportunity to work in this space. My mind said I couldn't do it. Like, I had severe limiting beliefs as to even, you know, being in a managerial position in this company or stepping up to teach or lead or coach people. But it was the belief that you had in me that helped me to believe in myself. And this is what I'm finding with new clients that start working with us. They're in the same position that I was 5, 6 years ago. I didn't believe in myself, but you believed in me. And now they don't believe in themselves, but I believe in them. So that's really powerful because I can really put myself in their shoes with a lot of what they're feeling, getting out of your comfort zone, taking that next step, doing what scares you the most, and then feeling so liberated after achieving it, and just being aware of my thoughts, being aware of those limiting beliefs, not believing them because they're just a story, doing the opposite to what my mind is telling me, and then feeling so good and so liberated after achieving it and pushing through that that fear and that limiting belief.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening right now, guys, you know, this is probably really random because you're just like, what the hell? Luke's talking to like two women and they're his sisters. And for a lot of you guys probably listening, maybe you don't even know that Caroline and Christine actually work with me inside our coaching programs, inside our company, which I guess the whole purpose of everything that we do is to help people to grow, to be better versions of themselves, to heal their past, heal their trauma, overcome their challenges or whatever their blocks are so that they can feel free and confident. As you see me dancing around the world and creating the content that I create with all my dancing videos, that's really the message is, you know, we're here to help you set yourself free. And a lot of times it's a cliche, but it's like, yeah, the truth will set you free. And a lot of times it's the truth that we're hiding from that is actually the thing that's going to let, you know, allow yourself to live your best life and to be mentally and emotionally free. But again, that requires, like Christine says, you know, the belief from someone else, you know. And yeah, I remember when Christine started, she was like really nervous and I was just like, you can do it. And I guess even at that point, I was just like, man, what are you afraid of? Like, what the hell? Like, you know, but again, it's just like, it's easy for you to say when you've done the work for yourself and you've grown and you're this person now, and then you're trying to tell someone to do something and they just can't fathom it because it's so unfamiliar mentally. So they struggle. But just during this episode, guys, of course, I want to help you guys to get to know Christine and Caroline a little bit more because they play such a massive role in our coaching institute with, you know, our coaches who are becoming certified life coaches in the Superpower Mastermind, which is our life transformational coaching group coaching program where you heal your childhood trauma and grow in self-confidence and self-love. And then we have the Speak and Transform program. We also have another program that's called the Ultimate Guide to Attracting Healthy Love. And then there's a few other programs that we have as well. But I want to specifically just stick to the Superpower Mastermind. And this is the life transformation program where, you know, as I mentioned, we help you to heal your past so you can set yourself free. Now, Caroline, I know that when you first started, like you were the one reaching out to me. Did you actually think about at the time, like, I actually want to work with Luke because I want to help people? Or, you know, like what was going on there? Did you really actually know what you were getting yourself into?
Nope. Not at all. But I knew I had transferable skills because of the work that I'd done, both professionally and what I'd been through, like just my own personal journey, without really knowing too deeply, you know, what people were coming to, you know, with us. And once I dived in, it was so relatable. And it's like I just found my place and was just able to offer more. And, you know, as we continue to evolve, it's really been sort of a beautiful culmination. But, you know, I remember even at the beginning and you're just like, oh, hit the button, go live. And I'm just like, what? Like, no chance. I was like, is he serious? And you're like, yeah, just get on there and introduce yourself and, you know, just run with it. And I just remember that first time, like I was sweating so hard. Like to think that I was even feeling like that. And like, that's something that you don't forget. And because it was so out of the norm, you know, even though I was presenting, doing huge forums at work professionally, like just getting on Facebook and hitting live, like that was just get out. Like you just didn't cross that boundary. Like that was meant for someone else, you know. But what it was actually doing was, you know, training me to be able to train others, you know, even though I had the information to pass on, like how am I going to showcase this? Like I need to use my voice. And if not in this way, like what have I got it for? You know, how are we going to support other people to share their voice, to be vulnerable, to share their story? And so it all comes back to this art of being able to, you know, share your story and share how you feel. And because of our current situation or the way things have evolved, technology has allowed us to be able to connect with people in this way. But many of us are just too afraid to use it in that capacity. So what we've actually done here is made it so comfortable for people to be able to share in this private space with us. It's almost exciting to get on. It is. because we're the family, you know, we're the family that so many people don't have. And they're just busting to jump on and chat with us and share with us and for us to be able to give them a bit of guidance. And sometimes you need a second opinion, a third opinion, and you connect with other people in the community. And it's like, wow, you know, if only this was in my own backyard, you know, but this is next level. So, you know, I'm really proud. I'm really proud of how far I've come. I'm really proud of how far we've come and what we've been able to create for people. And I know they feel it because they show up for our coaching sessions and we have a great time.
Christine, what's one thing that you find when people start the Superpower Mastermind, they start doing this work that, I mean, I know one thing straight off the bat that people are like, is this real? Like, why are people so loving? Like, why is there so much support and encouragement? Is there anything else that you've found that people are bringing up as soon as they start that they can't believe?
Yeah, I'd say, like you said, the level of support, the level of love, the fact that there's no judgment. I mean, for a lot of people, it's not familiar because they've come from trauma or abuse or broken families. They just haven't felt free to be themselves. So they've had to stay hidden. And, you know, they see you dancing on Instagram and what draws them in is they want to feel free. They want that inner peace. They want that freedom to be able to just dance and be free. And it's something that they don't have that they really want. You know, whether they've been in a, you know, a controlled environment, a controlled marriage, or, you know, just haven't been able to have a voice of their own and be themselves, they've been programmed to behave a certain way or block out those feelings. So, it is a really, the community is a beautiful space. And I mean, it is very overwhelming for new people that are not used to it. And digging deep, like into your own personal journey and sitting and reflecting on yourself is not something that we do or we're taught to do. So, you know, giving yourself an exercise to reflect on, okay, what's been the most impactful, most challenging experiences that you've been through in your life, that can be hard. Like that can be really challenging to sit there. What's the right answer? Like in the past, if they had given an answer, maybe they were judged, maybe they were shamed, maybe they were put down. So to actually trust that they can be vulnerable in this space is huge. And a lot of times I just have to reassure them to stop overthinking, just share what comes to mind. There's going to be other opportunities throughout the process where you'll be able to share more. But it's all about communicating. A lot of people have never asked or reached out for help. They've tried to always do things on their own.
Well, they've never been asked.
So here we're very supportive. No question is a wrong question. It's all about having that clarity so you don't have confusion. So yeah, there's some big things that people find when they start. And then everyone else that starts supporting you inside the community, it's just a domino effect. If she can share so vulnerably, so can I. And everyone gets inspired.
Yeah. So if anyone's listening right now, you know, this is a pretty kind of, it's a sad thing, but it's a positive thing as well. And so we launched the Loop Mind Power Coaching Institute last year and this was basically inspired by so many people that came through the Superpower Mastermind that learned how to heal themselves. And then as we observed, people were like starting to want to become life coaches. And we didn't really have a solution for them because we were like, well, we just run the group coaching program, but we're not here to like teach you how to be a coach, you know? So we launched that last May. It's nearly been 12 months since we launched the Loop Mind Power Coaching Institute. And that's what we're kind of moving towards from July. So if anyone's listening right now and you're actually interested in doing this work on your personal healing, maybe you've got some childhood trauma that you know that you've been holding on to, or you've got a lot of limiting beliefs or insecurities or fears, or you know, you're not living... You're not the best version of yourself. You know that deep down. Or maybe you're struggling in an unhealthy relationship. I just want to invite you right now because this is the last kind of pretty much 10 or 11 weeks that myself and Caroline and Christine are going to be fully managing the Superpower Mastermind, because after July, it's not going to be managed by us as it is right now. Obviously, we're going to be overseeing and overlooking it because obviously it is part of the Loop Mind Power coaching brand, but it's not going to be run the same way. So if you're listening right now and you want to learn more about the Superpower Mastermind and what that looks like, then there will be a link in the description, which will give you the ability to schedule a quick brainstorm discovery call with Christine or Caroline so that you can actually just brainstorm about, you know, the possibilities of whether or not this is something that you'd like to, you know, learn more about and maybe even be a part of. So yeah, click the link below, schedule a quick call with Christine or Caroline. And maybe we'll be working with you for the next, you know, 10 weeks or so, because from July, we'll be kind of moving over to the Coaching Institute and really focusing on people who are wanting to become certified life coaches. So click the link below. Now, I just want to go back to Christine. Do you enjoy working with your sister?
Yes, I love it. She's my BFF. She's BFF. My go-to for everything. Yeah. She's like,
how is it? What is it like? Like, yeah, do you guys spend a lot of time together? Because, I mean, you know, I'm always traveling. You guys are in Australia at the moment.
Yeah, we do. We do share a lot. And sometimes, you know, she's been in this space longer than me. And sometimes she's asking me questions that I didn't think she would ask me. Like, I sometimes feel like she has a higher level of knowledge than me, but she will still be asking me, what do you think about this? And I'm like, wow, that's really gives me a sense of
value.
Yeah.
Like you feel higher valuable.
Yeah, because she's the older sister, you know, and she's coming to the younger sister.
What I noticed with you is, and it would kind of annoy me sometimes, because you'd be like, I watched your call with this person, or like, you know, the amount of effort and time that you've spent on like actually like watching people's videos and learning about what people are going through and struggling with, like almost like amazes me how passionate and invested you are.
Yeah, because there's a lot of strategies and techniques that you use in your level of communication as well with people. And we're dealing with so many different personalities, you know, so many people on, you know, might be on a really low vibration. Like, how do we, you know, communicate the right way? What's the right thing to say? What's the right way to go about things? And all our training and learning has come from you, because you're the head coach. You're the best motivational speaker in the world. You're the, you know, you're the leader, and we're under you. So we're trained by Luke Mindpower. So to keep that level of training,
we want to deliver the best. We want to
keep learning from you. So, whatever that limiting belief or imposter or whatever the trigger is for you, that's something you need to work on.
Thank you for saying all those nice things. Sometimes I get stuck in my head too with just the doing the rounds every day, because it's just part of our habitual nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't realize like how much or the things that I do, you know. But I just want to, Caroline, how about you? How do you like working with Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on tour every day. There's no failure here, you know, and there's no, like, this team is very fluid. Like,
does it feel like, think about the work that we used to do. I mean, Chris was working, what were you doing? Yeah.
For a bus company. Accounting.
Bus company. You were doing accounting for a bus company. Then before that, you obviously had four kids.
And before that, I had 13 years in the medical field working as a pathology collector.
Yeah, so you're doing pathology, taking blood from, jabbing people with needles. Taking blood from people.
But it was really good at it. It was all customer service.
Yeah, customer service.
A lot of mental health related, because I had to go and visit lots of mental health hospitals and elderly people.
It's all transferable skills.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? We bought a chair from the outlet the other day, and I think this is what's incredible, that you just don't see how things can evolve over time in your life. We bought a chair from the outlet, and I think Carol was sitting on it a couple of weeks ago, and he broke it. And it was already kind of like semi, like a part of it was cracked or whatever, a wooden, really nice wooden chair. And then we realized that it was fully broken now. And I was like, the first thing that came to mind was, I'm going to fix it. You know, I'm going to get some screws. And funny enough, Yolita bought me a drill and like some screws and shit, which I've been using to like put furniture together and stuff. But the first thing I thought was, I'm going to fix it. And on Sunday, a couple of days ago, I went into the garage and I bought a, like a saw, and I sawed off some pieces of the wood. I got the drill. I drilled a hole. I put like four or five screws into the chair, and I fixed the chair.
Did you watch a YouTube video?
And what
it
took me back to, I went to give the chair to my wife, and I said, you know, when I was 17, I did the Becker program. Uh-huh. And I was doing woodwork, like carpentry.
Your followers don't know this.
And I was like, yeah, because year 10 was like, what, I don't know what to do, you know? So I went and did carpentry for 12 months. And then Caroline was the one that said, well, you don't know what to do now. Go back and finish your HSC, higher school certificate. But it just took me back to, like, you just said transferable skills. And I was like, yeah, I actually look back at that. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I think that I'm kind of like, I know maybe how to do this because I did that when I was 17. It kind of brought me back to that place, you know? Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of things I think as well. Like, what were you doing, Caroline, before you, like, what's your like work experience before you started with us?
I was with the Department of Education for 17 years. So, yeah, moving in various positions and roles and mainly working in critical incident response and risk management. So I've heard of all the bad stuff, you know, on a daily basis. And so coming out of this space, and this is what I tell people, like, we can give you solutions, like we can find a way through this. Whereas where I was working previously, everything was an application for fund, waiting to try and get money to implement something. Like, it was very slow in getting results, you know. A lot of just advisory to people in high positions and no real results. So there wasn't that kind of satisfaction at the end of the day, you know, that I solved this one for someone. It was just always a cog in the wheel and it was part of a process. But, you know, in saying that, it's taught me a different level of communication. It's taught me how to support people. And then being in this space, it's taught me how to get results for people.
Mm.
We've got a proven strategy, we've got a system, we've got resources, tools, accountability. Like, it's, and that's why I tell people, like, I'm in this space because I love being in this space, you know, and that's why we're showing up, you know, we love what we do. So we continue to pour from our full cups.
Yeah.
Into your, yeah.
So, yeah, because we are getting into this space where it's just like, I know there's a lot of people out there that are working in jobs that they're not happy with or they don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you think about your past and what kind of work you were doing, how does it feel to have the flexibility of, for example, I mean, it's not ideal for everyone. Not everyone wants to work from home. Yeah. But I guess, you know, you also can travel and work from wherever you are. How does it feel? And I want to hear from both of you. How does it feel to be able to, like, you know, Carol, you've got 3 kids. Chris, you've got 4 kids. Like, you got busy lives. How much of a difference does it make that you actually are able to work in this kind of way?
I have to say, we're creatures of habit. So we create new habits around the way that, you know, we're currently working. Some people still prefer to go to the office because that's what they have to do. We don't have that choice. We're making it work for us, you know. I prefer to work in my office. Like, I feel comfortable here. I have all my resources, you know, it's set up. But, you know, I can move as well. And so if I'm traveling, yeah, I can still work. You know, it gives me the opportunity to be able to offer more times to people globally, because I can adjust my hours and make it work that way, even though, you know, my kids are all adults now. So that's kind of freed up a lot of my time. And, you know, I think I'm just more available and I'm getting more passionate about different things as well. So I enjoy the strategy side of this business. I enjoy thinking about how we're going to future develop. You know, what else can we offer? You know, how can we extend our offering? Because we have to evolve as you know, other services evolve. And so that's kind of the exciting space, this exciting thing for me. You know, it's doing a bit of that research and development that, you know, the business like this needs to remain competitive and to have a strong offering. And yeah, so my brain is sort of working on that side of things. But I also love the, you know, the part of community. And I think that that's something that we have that a lot of people don't have.
Mm.
You know?
Chris?
Yeah, the fact that I can work at home and be here for my kids, I think, is a big thing. Because when I think about, yeah, when we were children, yeah, I guess, you know, you as a parent, you're there to provide and you're trying to do your best, but you're not always there and not always able to, you know, be there for your kids. So the fact that I can work around their schedule and be available for them is a big thing. I went overseas last year, so it was great that I was able to just pack up my laptop and be able to work from Italy or Poland or wherever I was, or even in Dubai when I went with you. Yeah, and connecting with people all over the world, I think it's amazing what the internet has allowed us to do.
Mm.
You know, sunny day here, but yeah, it's snowing in Canada, or, you know, it's made me realize how large this world is and how big the US is, like the amount of people that we connect with. But yeah, it's like working for yourself, but you we all have a part to play in fulfilling, you know, our roles within the company. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely rewarding, and it is the way to go if you're thinking about, you know, becoming a coach. I mean, I'm already a coach thanks to Luke's training, but to think that you would be in that position is probably not something I would have thought about. But the level of experiences that you go through in your life as a mom, as a worker, the skills that you develop with communication, with customer service, like as we said, these are all transferable skills that you can share with others. And just your own personal journeys, whether it was divorce or going through, you know, anxiety like I did 6 years ago, being a mum to four kids, going through a teenager who attempted suicide, like all these experiences are experiences that I can relate to with others when I speak to them. And I'm sure that everyone has some sort of experience, whether it was being bullied at school or, you know, overcoming fears, growing confidence. It's all about taking that next step and creating something for yourself. And that's what social media and the internet allows you to do, just like you have done, Luke.
Yeah. So just before I share the next thing, if anyone's listening right now, and like I said, if you're interested in the Superpower Mastermind, and, you know, maybe you actually like know you've got work to do on yourself personally, but then you also think, oh my gosh, like maybe I could start a coaching business. Maybe I could become a certified life coach and do what Luke is doing and his sister. Yeah. And the process is Superpower Mastermind, then Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute. So like there is a bridge, you know, for you to cross once you've done the work on yourself. So like I said, if you're interested, guys, to speak to Caroline or Christine, click the link below in the description so you can schedule a quick brainstorm discovery call with them and they'll give you more information on what that looks like. But I just want to talk about the results that people get because they do the work and they're working with us in this space. Christine, what, from just off the top of your head, like I want to think about like the things that have happened to people, the breakthroughs. Are there any, like, over the years, are there any, like, standout ones that you, like, can remember that are just like, oh, my goodness, like, I remember when this person started and then this is what they achieved?
Yeah, like, we do have clients that started in Superpower Mastermind and now have become coaches because they've pushed through their fears and their imposter syndromes, and because of the community and our support and just having a cheerleading squad behind them. Yes, you can do it. Give it a go. They started doing this work, working on their mindset, getting rid of the limiting beliefs and doing things that they never thought they would be doing, like doing a dancing class at the age of 80 and then performing on stage in theater. Like, you know, there's lots of different examples of, yeah, people that have just been limited all their life. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they're just having amazing, amazing breakthroughs, or they've had so much fear.
People who have traveled, they've never been on a plane, and then, you know, overcome their fears to go exploring and traveling. Or, you know, I remember one client who hadn't left her house for how long, you know, and now she's out like a big adventurous hiking.
Was that
and doing
Mary Paxton?
Yeah. Like, she was amazing.
She didn't even have a job and she was Uber delivering or just.
Yeah, yeah, she started doing.
I said to her, why don't you do Uber or, you know, DoorDash or something? She goes, no way. And she did. She tried it and she couldn't believe it. Like, it allowed her to converse with people and she got to know people in her community, and all the restaurant owners knew her. And like, it just opened another door for her. So she, you know, she started living, you know, even though she was retired, she felt she had no purpose, you know. So, you know, they're kind of the standout moments. You know, people start living and going on these adventures and doing things that they only ever dreamt about. And, you know, it's beautiful to witness that.
And if they've been holding on to traumas that they've never shared before, being able to reveal, to heal, to release these traumas that have just been weighing them down, and then feeling that sense of peace because that weight has been lifted off their shoulders and just feeling safe. Like, we had a client that was afraid of men, or was talking to men. And then because of our communities and the
vulnerable men, yeah, with other
men, started to share inside the community, she was able to trust men again and believe that there are still good men out there in the world.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been, you know, abused so severely by men in your life.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of amazing transformations that we hear.
Mm. Yeah, there's, I think the, one of the, I mean, there's a couple for me that stand out. Was the first one was just that people were like saying they've been to therapy for years and they've never got the results that they are getting doing this program. For me, that was weird to hear that. Because I'm just like, it's confusing because I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not a counselor. I'm not, you know, someone who has these degrees or, you know, I guess that credibility that you would say in the professional space of like, you know, hey, go to like doctor recommends, go and see this person, you know? So to hear that for me was quite odd. But I guess like even Kevin's story of, you know, being stuck in a marriage and then realizing that he wasn't being truthful with himself and he was a people pleaser. And then by doing the work, you know, he actually became aware that it was a very, very unhealthy and, as you would say, toxic marriage.
He realized.
And then he had the courage to leave, which then led him to attracting his new partner, Diana. You know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. It's like, if you didn't do the work on yourself, you'd never meet the love of your life. You know? And then the amount of people that talk about, that bring up, you know, that I'm on anti-anxiety medication or I'm on antidepressants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge.
And then like coming off it because they're doing the work, you know, also is very astounding to me. Like, it's just like, oh my goodness, like people are becoming aware that it's not a medication. It's like a numbing agent.
How many people are walking around like numb to life?
And that's why learning all these strategies, like even like breath work, gratitude, positive affirmations, feeding your mind with positive information.
Talking to yourself.
Because subconsciously,
talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Like subconsciously, you don't think of these things when you've been programmed a certain way. Watch the news at 6 p.m. Let's sit down. Let's just hear all the negative stories. And you're already feeling shit. You're already feeling like low. So that's not going to make you feel good.
When did you last journal and write a letter to yourself? You know, like that's so deep.
Let's talk about that. What are some of the exercises in the program, in the Superpower Mastermind specifically, that you know? That people that you've like encouraged people to do, or you've, you know, because, you know, you guys are heavily involved with every client that you know that you push people to do, or that you know has created like tremendous breakthroughs or transformations for people?
I think at the beginning, like just encouraging a really powerful power statement. A lot of people get stuck on that. Like they're very limited with what they want to say to themselves
because they don't believe it.
Yeah, they don't believe it.
And it's repeating it.
Yeah.
To believe it. And like then, I remember when I was working, like when Luke was helping me when I had anxiety. Like if someone says to you, how are you? You say, yeah, good. How are you? You good? Like you're answering for them. Like I catch my husband doing that. Why are you telling them they're good? Like let them respond. But it's just an automatic, you know?
Yeah.
And someone says, how are you? And you just say, good. And Luke would say, no, tell them you're extraordinary. Tell them you're amazing. Tell them you're excellent. I'm like, but I don't feel like that. He's like, doesn't matter. And so I started to do that at work and they started to look at me funny like, what?
I remember
excellent.
That. I remember really? That, yeah.
Because you're trying to like reprogram your mind and your thoughts. And I think that's what the future self letter
yeah,
as well does, like write to the future. The future version of you writing to you now. So it's really imagining, okay, what you're going to overcome, who that most authentic, super confident person is going to be and how you're going to then speak to the version of you now that is not confident.
Okay. So you mentioned like, I get it. It comes back to your words and your words have a lot of power. So by you saying, you know, how are you today? And you're responding saying, oh, I'm amazing, but I don't feel amazing. So yeah, there's the two sides of this. The side of, I'm using the bigger words because I'm programming myself that's how I want to feel.
The I am statements.
Yeah, or I want my mind to start getting comfortable with that kind of like context or
response. Yeah, like
style of communication, because those bigger words have more energy.
Mm.
Like it's versus saying, "Oh, I'm good, thanks," or "I'm amazing."
Mm-hmm.
But where does it get to the point where you're lying to yourself? Because if you're not feeling amazing and you say, "I'm amazing," like, are you lying to yourself? Or like from your experience, I mean, you did it. So like.
I think because the next exercise takes you to the next level. So then you start believing in yourself, because as you continue to do the work, you know, you're not staying in that one spot that goes, "Oh, I don't believe it."
Yeah. That's like if you're in an environment where someone keeps putting you down, like for so many years, you start to think, "Oh, I must be dumb. He keeps telling me I'm dumb."
I know. That's like, I have heard this so much. For so many of our people who have joined the Superpower Mastermind have been through these toxic relationships or toxic work environments or just negative like people in their life that have put them down so much. And it's just, it almost like baffles me how extraordinary the mind is that we actually get programmed like that, where we start to think the way that other people have been talking to us.
So you don't trust your own belief system.
So like if Christine started saying to me, "Luke, you're not very smart, like you're pretty dumb." And she kept saying that to me every single day for the next like 3 years, then eventually I would think that I'm dumb.
Especially if you think that it's your partner or your sibling that should love you. Like, oh, maybe they're right. Like,
maybe
that's my family. It's my wife. She should want the best for me. Well, it's my husband.
It's a trustworthy person.
He's got a degree in your little circle. He's smart. I don't have a degree. Maybe he's right. You know, it's rubbish. Or you're being closed off from the world and you don't know about personal development, or you don't know about any of this mindset work. And then all of a sudden you discover it and you, wow.
Mm.
Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of the transformation, is becoming aware of your thoughts and then your environment and who you're surrounding yourself with. And I guess what you've always known all your life almost becomes familiar and you just get comfortable with that. Caroline, just quickly, because I know we're going to finish up soon, but why did you get divorced?
I've forgotten now.
Nah, because like, I don't want to shit on your ex-husband, but I think, you know, for many people, that's where a lot of people get stuck, you know, because it's this fear of change. And it's like I think a lot of people went down that path where maybe they weren't fully conscious, or maybe it was just who they were surrounding themselves with at the time. And it just felt like the right thing to do, but it wasn't like a fully like, "Oh my God, this is like my soulmate." Mm.
No, I learnt that we were no longer aligned and we no longer had the same goals.
Mm.
Because I was very good at asking those kind of questions and creating, you know, something to work towards. And when I realized that he wasn't on the same path with me, it made no sense. For me, it was going to be an uphill battle. So, you know, I presented many opportunities, you know, this is what we should do, or what's your opinion on this, or how can we do this? And he wasn't thinking the same way as I was. His goals were totally different. And so I realized then that we were running on two separate paths.
Mm.
You know, the only thing that was joining us was the children.
Yeah.
Was parenting. But then that wouldn't be fair, you know, to stay. And it wouldn't be fair on me to stay, because I wasn't being my true self. And that's when I made a decision that, you know, I need to do something for my future self, because I'm gonna be doing this on my own. And that's when I decided to go to uni and study and to equip myself with, you know, some higher level skills, so that, you know, I could, you know, pursue a career in, you know, maybe something that I'd always wanted to do. Because up until that point, I'd kind of just landed in jobs and found my way, you know, to provide and to be an active member of the marriage and the family. So you know, it was a challenge, like, but I
how long were you married for?
13 years.
Do you ever look back and think, "I should have left earlier"?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think I hung around maybe 7 years too long.
And what do you think was the, was it just fear? What do you think was like the, you know,
it's just, holding you back? There's so many complexities, you know, you have a mortgage, you have small children, you have all this responsibility. It's like, how do I separate all that? Like, you know, how much is that going to cost me? How much energy do I have to put into to untangling myself from this situation, you know? And that's a big project on its own. And
were you scared of what the family would think of you?
No, I didn't even think about that at all.
But you didn't think, what's Chris going to think? What's Dory going to think? What's my parents going to think of me?
That never crossed my mind. I don't know. I think I was already burnt out, and so it was just so easy for me to go, you know. I didn't factor in what anyone else thought. I don't know why. It just wasn't a thing for me. The only person that I think I was a bit concerned about was Bokcha.
Yeah.
Because she was such a big, you know, voice in my head. Like, she was, yeah, quite dominant, and maybe I didn't want to disappoint her. And then, you know, I slipped once and said something to her, and she's like, "What? I can't believe this." And I said, "Yep." And she's like, "Oh, I would have never had the courage to do that. Like, I would have," and, you know, maybe that lit my fire even more, you know, to do something about it, because she just like, "You would never do that in my time." And
it was 40 years in the same.
Yeah. So I reckon she lit my fire to actually do something about it, and for me to work it out, because I had to work it out. Like, I had to work it out on my own. And when I left, I had 3 kids under 10. So, you know, that presents its own challenges, and then working full time. So, and I speak to a lot of people who are in the same boat, you know, who are stuck at that crossroads, and how do I get out, and what do I do, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you have to go through it, but, you know, you got to have the fire, and you have to know that this is what you
do. So it needs to hurt enough.
Yeah, it needs to hurt enough. If it's not hurting enough, you're not going to take action, regardless if it's a divorce, if it's like any situation. You got to reach that point where you're going, I cannot be in this situation another day. Like, I have to do something about it now. Get out. Because you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't function. You're showing up to work, you know, as this half of a version of yourself. You know, how are you showing up for your kids? Like, what kind of role model are you? You know, you think you might have it all together, but you don't. And you need to get that you need the sense of a peace to come back. And that's huge.
That a lot of people have stayed in relationships or marriages simply because, I think it's a common denominator in a sense of, I'm married, so I have to stay for the kids.
Oh yeah, that could be one reason. But another one is, you know, you don't know.
Religion,
control, culture. Yeah, there's all these other narratives that play part. So everyone's got their own story as to what it is for them. But, you know, when I hear someone say, I'm getting divorced, I already know, oh, this has been a long time coming. This could be brewing for 5 years plus. Oh,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen overnight. So even when you see headlines that go, oh, so-and-so is getting divorced, you know, it's years in the making. It's not a decision you make overnight, you know. And that's a huge misconception, because people think, oh, why didn't they work it out? Or why didn't they try this? And that? I did. I went to marriage counseling. I did this counseling, that counseling. I attended all those, you know, things to help try and piece things back together. But, you know, you can't just keep flogging a dead horse. You know, it's not
flogging a dead horse.
It's not going to, it's not come alive. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be.
And you can't force someone to change. They have to want to change.
That's
as
right.
Well. And it's a two-way street, and it's about compromise.
And
as
marriage
well.
Is always evolving, and people don't realize that you can't be the same person you were, you know, 15 years ago. You're not the same person. You've evolved, you've grown, you've, you know, morphed into this new version of yourself. And, you know, you're not going to stay the same. You grow together. But some people just grow a lot faster than others.
Yeah, you're very, you have a very strong will.
Thank you.
You know, and I'm very proud of you for how you've evolved and what you've gone through, and then now how you raise your kids and how you manage everything. It's pretty extraordinary, and how much you've helped the family as well. We're very blessed to have you as the leader of the pack, because you are the oldest.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Very blessed.
Hey, it's not easy, but, you know, it's not meant to be easy.
Chris, I know that I helped you with, you know, you mentioned anxiety definitely something that I know people struggle with a lot. I remember when you were pregnant and I was at your place and you were having your fourth child. And I think I look back at that moment and I was like, oh my gosh, I was like intervening into your marriage already. Like, without going into too many details there, like, you know, I know it's personal and stuff like that, but like, I think about when, and that's why I say to a lot of people, I'm like, and I actually spoke to someone yesterday and I said, have you ever felt like you are a safe place for people and you're actually able to give support? Or people gravitate towards you because they feel comfortable to talk to you. And so I look back at that moment as well. And I'm just like, I mean, there's many moments, you know, and I'm like I had it already like more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like in terms of like my,
you had it on a, personal level, but this coming into this space like, is taking you to a professional level because you couldn't do it professionally.
Yeah,
you had opportunities and you just couldn't, stand up to it. Like there was more work needed. But on a personal level, I think as siblings, we've always had a very open communication. We've always been able to support each other and go there. Like, you know, we can all handle each other's banter.
Mm. What's been the hardest thing for you that you've overcome?
Me?
Mm.
Public speaking, definitely a big thing, public speaking.
Not even having fucking four kids.
Oh yeah, believing in your body. And I mean,
shit,
I can understand the fear that people have when they're going into labor, which I had, that was a massive fear. Like, and I didn't go into labor naturally. I had to be induced four times. So every time I went to the hospital for induction, yeah, I was in tears. Like I was scared. Like you don't know what's going to happen. And it's an out of body experience. It's a time where your body takes over. You're not in control. So if you like to be in control, then you're not going to be in control in that situation. So it's all about trusting and letting go. And one thought that really helped me in that moment was, well, look at my grandma, look at my mum, look at all the generations of women behind me. Sure. They've done it. They're still here. They didn't die. They're alive. Like trust your body. Your body was created to do this. You know, so you just have to have faith, trust, let go. And it does help to have a supportive partner. Definitely if you had a partner that wasn't supportive or I can't do hospitals or blood makes me faint or whatever, that would be totally much, much harder. But to have a support person who will advocate for you when you don't have control of your body, I think that's, you know, that's really important as well. Mm. And if you don't have that, I guess you're putting the trust into the nurses and doctors and midwives. But yeah, it was, yeah, I was blessed in that sense that my husband had a voice when I couldn't use my voice in those vulnerable situations. But yeah, there's a lot that I've overcome and achieved since I started working with you.
Well, yeah. Christine also spoke at, I kind of put her on the spot there to do the
MCing. She hosted.
Of the event in Newcastle in January 2026, so 4 months ago. How was that?
Yeah, like Caroline mentioned earlier, it's about continuing to say yes. Even with this podcast, like we could have said no, but even though it brought up feelings of, you know, when we first got on, my heart was thumping and I was aware of that.
Why do you keep doing that to us?
I just let it sit there and slowly it goes away. So yeah. I know what the feeling is like when you have that feeling like all the time. It's not a nice feeling to have, but it's definitely where growth happens, and it's just your body responding because you haven't done something like that before.
Yeah.
So it's like a fear alert. Hold on, like yeah, I don't like this. It's only because you haven't done it before. So, but that's where you grow, and this is what you have to understand, that the only way to overcome that fear is to lean into it. And when you said the MC, I was like, wow. Yeah, well, this is next level of growth.
Well, I mean, as I observed, and I'm sure Caroline can vouch for this as well, you started off like I could feel your anxiousness, feel your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like about three minutes, like you started to be Christine.
She rolled like, with it. It was so good.
You know, you started to like really like own it, you know, like, and you were like, I don't know what they call that thing that you stand like it's in church or something. That
yeah, the
whatever that table is or whatever, and you were like literally standing behind that thing.
The lectern,
whatever it's called. But you absolutely crushed it. And it's like, your first couple of minutes, you're a bit nervous. And then all of a sudden you start to kind of steady yourself and get comfortable. And you're like, oh shit, I can do this, you know? So I want to know from both of you, where do you see this going? Like, obviously we can see that the truth is greatness does take time. I remember Vlad actually saying that to me. He said, great things take time. And like, look how many years like we've put into like doing this and helping people and persevering and not giving up. You know, where do you see the Luke Mind Power brand in like 5 or 10 years? Like, where is this going?
In convention centers, in big auditoriums, on stages worldwide, big following, big audiences, other coaches learning from us, learning from you, and then becoming successful with their own companies and then coming together with us on, you know, larger scale events. Yeah, like there's endless possibilities. But yeah, you're sort of going up the ladder step by step, and it takes time.
Caroline, do you see
that? Maybe possibly some of our children, you know, might join the company in the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're priming one at the moment.
Yeah, it's very possible. Do you have the same vision, Carol?
Yeah, I do. Like after being to, to some large meetups and that, like, it just makes sense. People feel good. It's that feeling of passing on the knowledge. It's offering people an experience, and it's proven already that people want to go to experiences.
In person.
They will pay to go there, to be in the room.
All right, your energy.
Virtual works, but when you have an experience, it's a different level of, it's a different energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, we all love going to concerts. We all love going to see who, you know, who we love. And so that's a no-brainer. It makes sense to have that kind of offering, you know? What else we could dabble in, I'm not sure. Like, you know, things are changing and evolving all the time. I mean, last year we weren't really even thinking about what we're doing now. And so you can see how quickly things can evolve and how we can change things, because we don't have so many complexities, you know. Larger companies are are much more complex. You know, we can make things happen tomorrow. I mean, you're very good at making that happen tomorrow.
Well, this was just a thought yesterday, actually.
Yeah, see?
I was like, hang on a second. We've never actually done a podcast together. We've never spoke about what we do, how we help people. And I was like, let's do it, you know. So it's just the truth that thoughts become things, and you become what you think about. And you're the creator of your reality.
Like, remember that webinar we hosted in Dubai? And you're like, oh, let's do a webinar on Sunday. And so we put the invites out and we get smashed with over 1,000 RSVPs. And we're like, what just happened? Like, we didn't even think the demand was going to be that high. And it was just like, wow, you know, this could be something. And so, you know, we're trialing the market as well to see what the response is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for saying yes again. As you mentioned earlier in the podcast, like, you just have to give yourself permission to say yes. And if you keep saying yes, as I've said as well, from the beginning, the moment I said yes to change and to, you know, doing something completely different back in 2018, all of a sudden, you know, 8 years later, and we're living this kind of life, you know? So saying yes is the power that we have, you know, for change. So thank you for saying yes to come on this podcast. I think that everybody listening, you know, is probably going to get a lot of inspiration and also a lot of value because of your stories and what you shared with us. And thank you for saying yes to working with me and having the vision as well. You know, we definitely make a great team, and I really enjoy working with you guys, and all the amount of time and effort and phone calls, you know. I'm very grateful, actually, because there's so many times where I call you guys and it's like 8 p.m. at night, 9 p.m. at night. And, you know, whether I'm in Dubai or I'm in Europe or Poland or whatever, and you guys always answer the phone, you know, and you're not, you know, it's not like you're like, nah, piss off, I'm not working right now. So I'm very, very grateful that, you know, sometimes you guys are there for me too when I need to talk about something, you know, and that definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. Stay in your head, you're dead.
That's right. We've got to get it out. Hey, we've got to practice what we preach, and
the more you feel, the more you heal.
Yeah, we're being true. We're being true to our word, and it can't get better than that.
Mm.
So the message of this podcast is stop saying no and start saying yes to yourself.
Yeah. So just to finish off, Caroline, we'll start with you. If there's anyone watching right now or listening right now and they've never done any work on themselves or they know that they're stuck or whatever, is there something that you could say to them as to why they should actually like join the Superpower Mastermind?
Do you want to be feeling like this in 6 months' time?
No.
Good call.
Yeah, look forward. I always say that too. Like, you know, how long can you allow this to keep going for? You know, can you see yourself in this same situation in 12 months' time? And it's like, yeah. When the answer is like, no, there's no way. Like, I don't want to be there in 12 months' time, be the same. Well, then the option is change, you know, do something about it. Christine, if someone's listening right now and they're like on the fence, what's your advice?
Stop running away. Stop putting band-aid after band-aid after band-aid. Let's start peeling one off at a time so that you can feel that freedom, that inner peace, that blissful feeling of joy coming back to, you know, what brings me joy? Because for so long, I think for many people, they have been of service to other people, people pleasing, caregiving, making others feel good. What about you? The reason you've got anxiety, the reason you feel the way you do is because your cup is empty. Your body is talking to you. It's time to come back to you, refill that cup so that you can be the best version of yourself, the best mom, the best wife, the best friend, the best carer, and, you know, start living from that, you know, that fullness sort of within yourself.
Mm.
So even if you don't believe it's going to work, we believe in you and trust the process. Yeah, book that call so that we can help you.
You know, there's like people in the past have had this limited mindset or also like have come into the Superpower Mastermind and started doing the work and being like, I know this, I've done this before. Like I've already like gone through stuff like this before, but it's the whole package that makes the difference. Yeah. It's not just the exercises and the workbook. It's the community. It's not just the community. It's the coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the coaching sessions. It's the people that you meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inside the community. You know what I mean? Like it's posting the homework and receiving positive reinforcement and feedback from us, from other people in the community, you know? So I always talk about like at the beginning of the program, we have something called have your own back. So I tell everyone that when you post your homework, you have to be the first person to comment on your work. And I used to think that, hey, you're not here for validation. Well, guess what? Yes, you fucking are. You're here to validate yourself with the comments, but we are here to validate you. Because the truth is, like, if we take it back to your childhood or to just like psychology, right? How do you feel when people encourage you, when people compliment you, when people support you? You feel empowered. So it makes complete sense that you're doing it for yourself because you're validating yourself. It's so important for you to actually like approve of yourself. But then receiving from people as well at the same time also is so encouraging, so empowering. And obviously, you know, we always encourage people to comment on other people's work because that's just going to come back to you. You know, giving starts the receiving process.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of that. But if you could speak to the version of yourself, Christine, in 10 years, because she's going to listen to this podcast. What would you say to her?
I'm so proud of you that you kept going, that you kept saying yes to yourself, because look where you are now.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Look where you are now.
You're freaking extraordinary. I'm so proud of you.
How come we're thinking the same thing?
All those doubts, all those limiting beliefs were just lies. It wasn't your fault. It was just the way that you were programmed or the environments that you were in. And now you've been able to reconnect with yourself. You've been able to heal. You've been able to step out of your comfort zone and continue to take action, even though it's been really, really uncomfortable and confronting with yourself, but you never gave up. You kept going and you believed in yourself and you believed in what your brother created.
I'm sure she's listening right now and she's like,
the power of change in the world.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that she is listening right now and she's like, fucking oaf. Yeah. Caroline, if you could speak to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell her?
What a life. What a life you had. Like you ticked so many bucket list items off. You said yes to yourself. You took up the challenge. Like, well done. A lot of people wouldn't have the courage to do what you've done. You know, you've brought so much happiness to your family.
Are you talking about the 20-year-old self?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the 70-year-old version.
I know. Like, I'm like, talk to your, like, if you could talk to that young Caroline.
Yeah, look, from an older version of you. Yeah. So you're like 65 now.
No, yeah. You're fucking 46.
I'm
21.
You're talking to like, the 47-year-old.
What would you say to her? Like, what kind of advice or what would you say to, if you could speak to that 20 year old? Because how old were you when you got married?
21, 22.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, so if you could talk to her, like, what would you say?
I've already dealt with her. I dealt with her a while ago. She's good. She's good. She's at peace that, you know, she made the right decisions at the time. That's it.
Yeah.
We don't need to go there. I wrote a whole book to her, so she's good.
I remember that question was given to me by Evan Carmichael when I first started and I was going live on Instagram back in 2018. And he said that if you could go back 10 years or something like that, what would you say to that Luke? Because I was talking about like the relationships that I was in and how life was and what I was going through and all that stuff and why I wanted to be a motivational speaker. Cause he was like, why do you want to be a motivational speaker? And he gave me that question, you know, like if you could go back to that 2014 Luke, what would you say to him? And it took me 12 months to answer. And I got into another live with Evan.
You wanted to run group coaching. You're doing it now. You wanted to run group coaching sessions at the gym, but you're doing it now in the coaching space.
I know.
See?
But The answer was, what would I tell him to do? I would tell him to keep going because everything's going to work out. I wouldn't tell him change, like, don't do what you're doing. Like, no, go and get hurt. You know, like, you know, you don't believe in yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't feel the best. That's fine. Just trust the process. Keep going the way that you think is best and everything's going to come full circle. And it did. So if you're listening to this right now, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Luke Mind Power podcast for this amazing episode with my extraordinary sisters, Caroline and Christine. It's been such an honor to have them on the podcast and just for us to freely just chat about the Superpower Mastermind, about life, about what we've been through. I hope that you can relate. I hope that you'll share this episode with your friends. Maybe there's someone that's struggling with depression or mental health issues or PTSD or whatever it is, you know, that they've lost themselves maybe. A lot of people do join us and come to the Superpower Mastermind because they feel lost. They feel stuck, you know? So if you want to get unstuck, there is a link in the description below for you to get in touch with Caroline and Christine to schedule a call with us. You know, if maybe you're listening to this in 6 months' time and you're just like, oh, I wonder if the Superpower Mastermind, of course, it's going to be available and you'll be able to click the link below. I'll leave the link there so you can get in touch with us and see what it looks like in terms of joining the Superpower Mastermind, doing the work, because I've always said that the biggest investment that you can make is in yourself and you are the greatest project that you'll ever work on. And so, you know, this is really all about researching yourself. You know, it's like going to university and getting a degree in psychology, but instead you're going and you're studying yourself and you're taking a pause and a time out from life and saying, hey, like fuck everyone else for a bit. Let me actually like fix myself, you know, and stop thinking that life is just going to change by chance. It doesn't change by chance. It changes by you actually saying yes to yourself. So I just want to thank you again, Caroline and Christine, for joining me on the podcast. It's been amazing. And I know that everyone who's listening has been inspired. And yeah, we'll be back again for another episode very soon. All right. Thanks, guys.
I look forward to reading the comments.
Yeah, absolutely.